We'll do a little restaurant news roundup, keeping you in the loop on where to eat. That's next on the Access Louisville podcast. Thanks for joining us. My name is David Mann, and joining me today are Haley Cawthon.
Hi there.
Shay Van Hoy.
What's up?
And Michael L. Jones.
How are you doing out there?
Access Louisville is a weekly podcast from Louisville Business First. As you can hear, we're on Teams this week. Sorry about that. I'm out of the office, with COVID, so it's like we're back in the pandemic. But I should be able to leave quarantine by next week. It's just a precautionary measure at this point. But anyway, each week we bring you the latest news, along with plenty of sharp opinions about what's going on here in Louisville, Kentucky. Let's see here. So I figured we'd just talk about restaurants this week. Keep it short. We've had a couple of longer podcasts in a row, and then we got a couple of guests coming up here in the very near future, and the special live podcast, which I will tell you more about later. First, I guess we'll go to Michael here, and we'll talk about this new soul food restaurant and catering business, Lucretius Kitchen. Did I say that right, Michael?
Yes, and I'm excited about this one because it's actually down the street from my house.
Oh, yeah.
Lucretius Kitchen started out in Chef Space, but they're moving to 7th and Oak Street. And they've been doing like kind of a soft opening on Friday and Sundays, but on March 15th, they're going to be open to the public on a regular basis. And the address is 617 West Oak Street. And that happens to be where the seafood lady started out. That was her first location. And Daddy Rich's was there before Lucretia.
All right. So, and we mentioned it was soul food. Any entrees that you're particularly excited about?
Well, you know, there's the meatloaf is very good, and I've tried that on occasion, and the chicken and the brisket and the sides. It's good, like Southern food, you know.
Yeah, you had me a brisket. Love brisket.
Yeah.
All right. Speaking sticking with restaurant news here, particularly beefy restaurant news. Let's see, Steak and Bourbon is opening a new or a second location, right, Michael? Where are they going?
Yeah, they're going at 115 South 4th Street at 4th and Market, and it's right by Derby City Gaming. And this is like a new restaurant from Olay Hospitality Group, which is, the same group behind Taco Luchador and Senora Ropa, Guacamole, so many brands. And we had noticed that they had been kind of pulling away from the Taco Luchador concepts because, there's so many taco trucks and restaurants now. And so they're kind of focusing more on their full service brands. And so the first Steak and Bourbon, they opened in Westport Village, and now they're moving into the former Z's Oyster Bar space. Mm-hmm. It's been closed for a while. And, when I talked to Rick Moray from the Olay, he said that, they wanted to be part of that downtown revival happening. And there we've been covering a lot on that corner. It seems like Derby City Gaming is proven to be like an anchor because Burno's moved to be closer to it. Steak and Bourbon is going to be there. And then we had something about like a new development there on 5th and Fifth and Market. So yeah, it seems like it's leading to a lot, and it's good to have a good steak restaurant downtown.
Yeah, for sure. I imagine it's gonna be a great draw for tourists, especially having a big night, go to the casino, then you go, hey, look, a steak place right across the street, and it's called Steak and Bourbon.
Right next to the convention center too,
and right next to the convention center. So yeah, I could see that doing very well. That was smart. I know I've asked, what's that?
So, and a couple others too, like the Log Still is going to have an upscale restaurant. I don't know if it's going to be steak, but like that's right there where Bear Nose used to be, and Kevin Grangier's yet unnamed project. No. At the Zio development at Second, and I guess it's Second Market, right? I drove past that yesterday, and Kevin's been showing off some photos of the rooftop bar on Facebook and stuff. So there's like this energy around like, you know, the first to Fifth Street main market areas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can say for sure, like, of all the problems downtown has had with office vacancies, it is not having a problem with getting tourists. There seems to be, you know, I mean, with all the bourbon attractions and with Derby City Gaming and that, they're definitely able to get tourists downtown. Just wish the locals would join the tourists. All right, so I've asked this question a bunch of times about what's your favorite steakhouse, so I'm going to just skip that. We all know everybody's favorite steakhouse, probably. But I thought I would ask, what's your favorite cocktail to order with a steak? And let's see, I'm going to say mine first because I don't want everybody else, somebody else is going to say it. and I don't want to repeat them, but I'm going to say an old-fashioned. I know that's very cliche and corny, old fashioned, but you know, I think it just pairs very well. It's a very bourbon forward drink. So Shay, I'll go to you on this one. What's your favorite cocktail to order with?
So I don't like cocktails with food in general. So
I told you there'd be sharp opinions
here. Yeah. So I'll go to, like, let's say I went to Jeff Ruby's for my birthday, right? And by the way, speaking of downtown, still not, I mean, you still have to plan ahead if you want a reservation at Jeff Ruby's. It's, you know, you can't wait till the week of if you want to go, unless you want to go at like 4:30 or 5 or like 9:45 or whatever. But I do like to order like an old fashioned when I get to a place and drink that before the food comes. And then I like wine, and I'm weird that I started drinking wine. I started with red, and now I like white, specifically Sauvignon Blanc. So either a beer or like kind of a nice, you know, crisp wine with steak, which I don't really care about the rules about pairing. It's like whatever I like to drink. But I will say, Haley and I had a happy hour outing at Tartan House, which she can fill you in on some fun Southern Tartan House pronunciations here in a second that we talked about in the newsroom today. But they have a bourbon drink called the Sherpa, and it's sort of like an old fashioned, maybe a couple twists. And I got that, and it was one of my favorite bourbon drinks I've ever had, my favorite bourbon cocktails. So, and the space is really cool. I hadn't been there before. It's in the Butcher Block development. So shout out to the Sherpa and the bartenders who make it at Tartan House.
For the record, I'm from Southern Indiana. And sometimes when I'm tired, I guess, that creeps into a actual Southern accent. So I was telling someone about Tartan House, and I was like, Tartan, the Tartan, which I hadn't been drinking any bourbon when I said this. I forget what the drink was called that I had there, but it was very strong, and you were going to get a second drink. And I was like, I can't, one is my limit.
Yep.
Well, Haley, you want to share a favorite cocktail to go with the steak?
So in the past like year, I can only think of one instance when I've eaten a steak, and it was at Jeff Ruby's in July of last year. And I had some kind of wine thing there that was very good. But again, it came before the meal. I'm also not like about drinking alcohol while eating. I'd rather just drink water.
I don't know why. Cocktails.
Yeah. But I think cocktails in general, like, are best enjoyed without food, like, or you eat before you eat after, and like, because cocktails are almost like a dessert, like an alcoholic dessert or something.
I could see that. Michael, you got anything on this one?
Well, you know, I always drink old fashions when you go out. So.
Yeah, I knew you were going to be the one who stole it. So
yeah. Actually, last night I went to Meta and they had a really good take on the old fashioned called the High Pant, and it had ginger in it, and I really enjoyed it. So
yeah,
but too bad they don't have steak there.
Shay, we were at what's that taco place on 4th Street Live, and we both ordered
Locos.
Locos. We both ordered it was like a tequila type old fashioned, so like bitters, orange, swap out the bourbon with tequila. There was probably other stuff in there. I didn't like it at first, but as I drank it, I was like, okay, this is pretty good. So
It grew on me too. It wasn't like, definitely not going to replace my, you know, my good old fashioned. But as it went along, I don't know if it was like, you know, the ice component a little bit, but I was like, oh, yeah. This kind of,
yeah, at least we're just feeling the effects of the right. tequila. And we're like, yeah, it's pretty good. So
yeah. But good for them for, you know, trying to put a spin on it and everything. So, and they were very nice there, gave us free chips. That was cool.
Speaking of steak, Texas Roadhouse, a steakhouse chain we've mentioned a couple of times on this show, they have added a new board member, and they have an interesting background. Haley, who did they add?
Yeah, they added Jane Grote Abel, who's a founding family member and executive chairwoman of Donato's Pizza. And she joined recently, but this is the second pizza exec that Texas Roadhouse has added to their board, including Wayne Jones, who was formerly the CEO of Anthony's Coal-Fired Pizza. So I bet you're wondering, why pizza? Bubba's 33, which is one of Texas Roadhouse's restaurant concepts, has pizza, wings, and burgers. That's what they're known for.
Yeah. Have you ever tried their pizza?
No.
Yeah, I haven't either. I've never tried Bubba's 33.
There's one in Clarksville, or like on Veterans Parkway.
Yeah.
I think that might be the closest one for most folks.
I've never been, but my mom and stepdad are huge fans. If they come to Clarksville, they often go there and speak very highly of it. I don't know why they haven't invited me and paid for it, but another story.
I frequently pass it, and it's always crowded. So I think people do love it. But
I don't know if Texas Roadhouse just like buys real estate and like intentionally makes a small parking lot, but their parking lots are always packed, like no matter where they're at. So
do you remember when Ford was having to park cars everywhere because they couldn't ship them? Maybe this is like a strategic partnership where they just get Ford to park a bunch of cars in their parking lot to make them
more I mean, the restaurants are packed too. So there's people there for sure.
Oh, dang it. There goes my conspiracy theory. But anyway. Oh, man. Let's see here. One last story. Michael, you wrote about a new oyster bar coming to Germantown. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's going to be called Franny's. And it is a seafood restaurant that specializes in oysters. And it's going to be in a new development at 998 Goss Avenue. And that's near Pizza AF and Hawks and all that. The owner of this new restaurant is Megan Love. And she owns a restaurant in Brooklyn. There's been this rash of people from Louisville who've gone on to New York, and now they're coming back and they're opening restaurants here. Mm-hmm. I know that the owner of Weed It is going to be doing something here. And so Megan owns a barbecue restaurant in Brooklyn, but she moved back to Louisville a couple years ago. And so she wants to do like a European bistro style restaurant. And one of the, you know, things about being in Louisville is we have Worldport, so she can get fresh seafood shipped mm-hmm. in on a daily basis.
Yeah.
So it's going to take a little while for this to get together because, of course, they're still building the building. But I think by this summer, she's hoping to have it open.
All right. Very cool. Well, I think that's all we got. Before we sign off, I want to tell you about Access Louisville Live. Don't worry, that one won't be on Teams. It'll be like in a real life setting. But Access Louisville Live is our first ever recording of this podcast, and it's going to take place on March 22nd at Access Louisville headquarters in downtown Louisville. The topic for that show is going to be Louisville's biggest economic milestones of the last 40 years. We've got two confirmed guests, Mayor for Life, Jerry Abramson, and noted philanthropist, Christina Lee Brown. We think they can provide some great perspective on that. And it also ties in with LBF's 40th birthday. So we'll be kind of looking at all the stuff we've covered during that period. Shay, we probably need to brainstorm on that pretty soon. So, yeah. All right. But tickets are $20 and you can find them on our website, bizjournals.com/Louisville/event. And there's going to be some networking beforehand, and then you'll have a chance to watch the live show and then some networking after that, too. So hope to see you there. And then I think we will sign off there, kind of a short show, but I'm sure you're tired of listening to the Teams recording. Hopefully we'll be back in studio next week. I know we got some great interviews lined up, too, including Bev Yanez with the Racing Louisville Soccer team. I think that's going to be a good interview. Anyway, before we go, we'll sign off the way we always do here. People can find us on social media and such. Haley, where might people find you?
People can find me on Twitter at BFLouHaley or on LinkedIn under my name, Haley Cawthon.
All right, Shay, where can people find you?
Yeah, under my full name, Shay Van Hoy at Twitter and Blue Sky, which is sort of where a lot of Twitter folks have gone to if they've left Twitter. And LinkedIn, of course, and Facebook. I probably share most of our stories more now on Facebook and LinkedIn because that's where people click the most on. So, yeah, that's where you can find me.
All right. And Michael, how about you?
You can find me on X at BFLouMichael. And on LinkedIn under my name, Michael Jones.
All right. And you can find me on LinkedIn under my real name, David A. Mann. If you like this podcast, you can find it on popular podcast services such as Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and Radio Public. Thank you very much, Haley, Shay, and Michael. Thank you guys for listening to us at home. And we'll see you next time. Bye.